Good evening, Blue Jays fans, and welcome to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network pregame show. I'm Chris Valentine, and we are live here at BayCare Ballpark in Clearwater, Florida, the spring training home of the Philadelphia Phillies, getting set for Game 4 of this six-game set between the Clearwater Threshers and your Dunedin Blue Jays. It was a tough loss to take last night, Clearwater taking the ball game 5-4 in 11 innings here at BayCare Ballpark. Dunedin jumped out to an early lead in the first, plating two runs on a Brennan Orff double, but after that, Threshers starter Jonathan Petit was outstanding, finishing with six innings pitched and just the two runs allowed. Kendry Rojas was even better for Dunedin, however, five shutout innings with five Ks, but Clearwater would finally come back to tie the game in the eighth after Alex Amalfi had already pitched two really good innings. He lost his command in that third inning when he came out. After trading runs in the 10th, actually fast forward, ended through 9, tied 2-2. And after trading runs in the 10th inning with the automatic runner, Clearwater was the team that was finally able to bring in that extra run, with Amarion Boyd bringing in the winning run in the bottom half of the 11th. With the loss, the Blue Jays fall to 19-26 in the second half. Clearwater improves to 29-16. And let's take a look at what happened elsewhere around the Florida State League last night. Fort Myers, they dropped that resumption game against Palm Beach 6-5, and then they also dropped their game two of the doubleheader 6-5, Palm Beach sweeping yesterday's slate against the Mighty Muscles. Lakeland and Bradenton, they also had a doubleheader. They split, Bradenton taking game one 4-3, and Lakeland taking game two 6-2. Tampa jumped all over the Daytona Tortugas, 10-1 the Tarpons ended up winning that ball game, and Jupiter and St. Lucie, they got postponed. They're playing a doubleheader now as we speak. How all that affects the standings, we'll start in the East as always. The Jupiter Hammerheads lead that division with a .500 record, 22-22 on the season, a half game up on the Palm Beach Cardinals, who sit at 21-22. The Daytona Tortugas, they're now 2.5 games back of first, 19-24 on the second half season, and the St. Lucie Mets are still in last, 13-31 in this second half, 9 games back of first. And in our West Division, the Clearwater Threshers and the Lakeland Flying Tigers are both tied for that number one spot, but Clearwater has already clinched their spot in the playoffs, so right now, Lakeland is a game up on the Bradenton Marauders for that final playoff spot. Clearwater and Lakeland come in at 29-16, Bradenton at 28-17, and then in fourth place are the Tampa Tarpons, who are now back over .500, 23-22 in this second half, but six games back. Your Blue Jays and the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles are both tied for fifth place, a.k.a. tied for last place, 19-26, a full 10 games back of first. And now we move on to tonight. Alex McFarland gets the start for the Threshers, the 22-year-old fourth-round pick last year out of the University of Miami, making his 15th start of the year for Clearwater with an 0-3 record and a 4.44 ERA through 48 2/3. McFarland's biggest issue this year, though he's shown some wicked stuff, is his walks. His command has been an issue off and on, 33 walks through 48 2/3, compared to an outstanding 67 strikeouts. He's got great stuff, like I said, but if he can't keep it in the zone, he's in for a long day. And if he can keep it in the zone, the Blue Jays are going to be in for a long day. And opposing him for your Blue Jays is the minor league rehabber, right-hander C.J. Van Eyck. He's been up and down with the Blue Jays rehabbing back from an injury this season, and he's been excellent for Dunedin in his time here this year. He's already made four rehab starts for the Blue Jays, this being his fifth, and through 12 1/3 innings of work, a 1.46 ERA with 16 Ks. His last time out, he looked really, really good against Lakeland, that being on the road a week ago this past Friday. He went 2 1/3, but he did give up a run. He was taken out of the game through 9 batters and gave up a run on the inherited walk that he gave up in that third and final inning of his day. Couple of roster moves to make note of. Blue Jays' fifth-round pick this year, left-handed pitcher Connor O'Halloran, has been activated on the Dunedin roster and is available tonight out of the bullpen. And making room, right-handed pitcher Irv Carter has been placed on the 7-day IL. He's down with an injury for the time being. And that's all for the roster moves, so let's look at the lineups first for the Clearwater Threshers, managed by Marty Malloy. Batting first in left field, Amarion Boyd. Batting second in center field, Ricardo Rosario. Batting third at third, Felix Reyes. Batting fourth in right field, Raylan Heredia. Batting fifth, the shortstop, William Bergoya. Batting sixth, second baseman, Bryson Ware. Batting seventh, the catcher, Jordan Disson. Batting eighth, the DH, Jordan Viers. And rounding out the order for the Threshers, batting ninth, the first baseman, Chad Castillo. And now for your Blue Jays, managed by Donnie Murphy, the boys look like this tonight. Batting first in center field, Braden Berry. Batting second, third baseman, Tucker Tillman. Batting third, right fielder, hottest hitter in the Florida State League, Jace Borofin. Batting fourth in left field, Roque Salinas. Batting fifth, the DH, Bryce Arnold. Batting sixth, at shortstop, Manuel Beltre. Batting seventh, first baseman, Glenn Santiago. Batting eighth, the catcher, Edouard Duran. And rounding out the order for your Blue Jays, batting ninth, the second baseman, Angel Del Rosario. That'll do it for the Dineen Blue Jays Radio Network pregame show. We'll take a break, and we'll be back right before first pitch, which should be in about 8 or so minutes, so stay tuned. You're listening to the Dineen Blue Jays Radio Network.
Welcome to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network. Here with the call is Chris Valentine. Chris, take it away.
Hello and welcome to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network. I'm Chris Valentine. We are live here in Clearwater, Florida at BayCare Ballpark, the spring training home of the Philadelphia Phillies, getting set for game four of this six-game set between the Clearwater Threshers and your Dunedin Blue Jays. Alex McFarland, the lefty, on the bump for the Threshers here tonight, making his 15th start of the year for Clearwater. Through this season so far, an 0-3 record with a 4.44 ERA through 48 and two-thirds. He'll start off against Braden Berry, Tucker Thoman, and Jace Borifin. Out of the windup, the righty kicks, fires first pitch. That one taken inside for a ball. 1-0 to start off Braden Berry. Righty-righty matchup to get it going today. Wind's blowing straight out to left field. Takes that one in the zone, evens it up 1-1. Tyler Green behind the plate, the home plate umpire, and Isabella Robb will be on the bases this evening. It is a challenge game. ABS will be used in case the pitcher, catcher, or batter do not agree with the umpire's call. Cut and a miss there by Berry, and it's a 1-2 count. Berry uses his timeout, takes a step, and now back in the box. So far this season, batting 182 after a pretty hot start. He fouls that one off right side, just behind Tucker Thoman on the on-deck circle, and he stays down in the count 1-2. Out of the windup, the righty kicks, fires, the 1-2 pitch again, chopper, right side, in no man's land. Now out there is Ware, flips under with his glove and can't get it to first baseman Chad Castillo in time. I think that's a misplay there by Chad Castillo. He looked like he had the best route with Bryson Ware playing right on that pie slice line. He had to run a long way, and there's no chance he was going to get Berry, who's now aboard with an infield single. Chad Castillo pretty much left his second baseman out to dry. First pitch, that one in there for a called strike. 0-1 to start off Tucker Thoman. Runner on first and nobody out. Thoman, the switch hitter, batting from the left side here against the righty McFarland. Out of the stretch, McFarland kicks, fires that one in there. Gets that one in for a strike. Now 1-1. Fastball slider changeup in the repertoire for McFarland. He's had one really good start against the Blue Jays where he went six innings, allowing just one run. The other two have been pretty short, as there's a cut and a miss by Thoman. He goes down swinging. One on, one away. Let's take a look at the defense for the Threshers in the outfield left to right. Amarion Boyd, Ricardo Rosario, and Raylan Heredia. Along that infield, third to first, Felix Reyes at third. William Bergoya at short, Bryson Ware at second base, and Chad Castillo mans first with Jordan Disson behind the dish. First pitch cut and a miss to Jace Borifin. 0-1 to start him off. Borifin has been a monster since being brought up from the Complex League. He had one home run in a few games at the Complex League level. One homer in seven games. And so far in his single-A career, five homers in five games. And he's currently tied for the active team lead. Caught and a miss out in front of that breaking ball. Now an 0-2 count to him. Righty-lefty matchup. Borifin, the sixth-round pick by the Blue Jays this year out of the University of Arkansas. Former Razorback who had 16 homers in his final season at college. He's now carrying that over to the pro level. McFarland, the 0-2 pitch, that one low. Borifin takes it for a ball. 1-2 now the count. Runner on first, one away. Jace playing in just his sixth single-A game, batting .368, 7 of 19, with a 1.731 OPS. He takes that one in the dirt, kept in front by Disson to even up the count 2-2. Had his first multi-homer game the other night, that being game 2. 12-4 victory for the Blue Jays on Wednesday night. Homer to lead off the sixth and eighth innings. There goes the runner. That one's off the plate, and it pops off the glove of Jordan Disson down the third base line. Berry's going to be into second base with a stolen bag. And it's going to be a 3-2 count It's full to Jace Borifin. Braden Berry with his second stolen base as a pro. Now 2-for-2 at the single-A level. He's 0-for-1 in the Complex League. Now runner in scoring position, a full count to Borifin. McFarland kicks, fires. That one low and outside. Borifin, who's down 0-2, ends up drawing the walk and will join Braden Berry on the base paths. That'll bring up Roque Salinas, who's been very hot at the plate himself. Finished off the month of July, batting .292 that month. He's been even better in the month of August. Righty-lefty matchup again. The pitch, that one in there, top of the zone for a strike. 0-1 to start off Roque. So far in this month of August, a .380 average, 19 of 50. Righty kicks, fires. That one off the plate outside. Good take by Roque, and it's 1-1. Runners on first and second, just one away. Chance for the Blue Jays to jump out to an early lead for the third straight ball game. They scored 4 in the first inning on Wednesday night, and they scored 2 in the first inning last night. That one a little off the plate, taken for a ball. Now a 2-1 count to Roque. That fastball coming in at 96 miles an hour, just off the plate. McFarland comes set. The 2-1. Line shot left side. Base hit. They're going to wave around Berry, and now they're going to hold him late. Berry going back to third base. Got the late stop sign by George Carroll, but the right move as Amarion Boyd fired one home, and it would have beat Berry with plenty of time to spare. So the bases are now loaded. An infield single, a walk, and a base hit by Roque Salinas brings up Bryce Arnold with the bases full of birds. Now righty-righty matchup. McFarland kicks, fires, first pitch. That one inside for a ball. 1-0 to start off Bryce Arnold. Arnold, the 22-year-old out of Hamilton, Ontario, Canada, as he lifts that one high towards center. Going back is Rosario. That's going to be over his head on the dive. Out the warning track. One run comes in. They're waving around the second. Roque's going to stop at third. And now they're in the middle of nothing. Now Borifin. It was mishandled out there by William Bergoglio. They had Borifin dead to rights between third and home. But into second with a 2-RBI double is Bryce Arnold. The Blue Jays had to hold up. They weren't sure if that was going to be caught, so Borifin stopped in between third and home, thinking that that throw was going to beat him by a mile, which it probably would have had it been clean. And Roque was already standing on the third base bag. But a mishandle out there by William Bergoglio, it's not going to go down as an error. Allows Borifin to dash home and score the game's second run. Now a 2-0 lead for the Blue Jays in this top of the first inning. Bryce Arnold with RBIs number 7 and 8 on the season, giving the Blue Jays their third first inning lead of this series. Now 3 straight the Blue Jays have been able to score in the first inning. It drew Matt Hockenberry out of the dugout for Clearwater. Now he's jogging back to his own dugout. Pitching coach trying to calm down Alex McFarland. Now it's going to be Manuel Beltre. The infield not completely in, about medium depth. Righty kicks, fires, first pitch to Beltre, taken inside for a ball. 1-0 to start him off. Roque on third, Arnold on second base. The 1-0, that one taken upstairs. Now a 2-0 count. McFarland trying to get out of this jam without the game being busted wide open. The 2-0, That one inside for ball three. Glenn Santiago, the first baseman, waiting on deck. 97 that time on the fastball. McFarland comes set. The 3-0. That one in there. Beltre, no chance of the green light on that one. Takes a 97-mile-an-hour fastball right down the middle. Now 3-1 the count. McFarland comes set. That one inside for ball four. That's going to reload the bases. Second walk of the inning for McFarland. Now Clearwater's already got a lefty warming up in their pen. Ready to break glass in case of emergency if McFarland can't get out of this inning. Already a 2-0 lead, now one away. Bases full of birds again. McFarland kicks, fires, first pitch to Santiago's off the plate for ball one. Glenn on the year batting .239, four home runs, 35 RBIs. Takes that one on the inside corner. Glenn thinking about a challenge, but he's not going to. One and one the count. Now the 1-1 pitch. Fouled off the end of the bat. Back to the backstop. Counts 1-2 to Glenn. Santiago, 22 years old. Playing in his 70th game of the year for Dunedin. And he takes that one inside. It almost hit him. Did he go around? He didn't. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Runners all over the place with a 2-run lead already in this game. McFarland kicks, fires, and a check swing foul ball. Glenn, that one was a little up high. He tried to get the bat out of the way, but could not. Went off in on the hands and back to the screen to keep it a 2-2 count. Roque on third, Arnold on second base, and Beltre on first. 2-2 again. That one inside. 3-2 the count. McFarland trying to put away Santiago for out number two. Already at 31 pitches in this top half of the first. Only one out. 3-2 pitch. Fouled off towards his own dugout. Okay, rather, Santiago earns the right to see another. Three balls, two strikes. McFarland sets again. Full count pitch. That one hits Santiago. 97 on the elbow. That's going to bring in another run. Santiago slams the bat down in frustration. Now Tyler Green's chirping at him, telling him to keep walking down the first base line. Jordan Diston was also chirping at him, but you'd be pretty frustrated too if you got hit with a 97-mile-an-hour fastball. It's obviously not on purpose, and Glenn doesn't think that, but it doesn't mean it doesn't hurt. I think Jordan Diston needs to calm down with that a little bit, following Glenn Santiago down the line. So the Blue Jays now hold a 3-0 lead. McFarland showing no signs of getting out of this inning. Santiago earns a hard-fought RBI for his troubles. First pitch is inside to Duran. He gets out of the way, takes it for a ball, 1-0. Edouard Duran, who's been up and down from the Complex League a few times this year. Line shot, right side, base hit. One run comes in. They're waving around Beltre. Now a late stop sign. Beltre's going to go past it. That one gets off the cutoff man's glove, and another run comes in to score. Two RBIs for Edouard Duran, and the Blue Jays lead 5-0 here in the first. McFarland just can't get out of this inning. Four hits already. Couple walks and a hit batter. That's going to get Marty Malloy out of the dugout already. McFarland can't get out of the first inning. Just one out recorded, 35 pitches. He's given up 5 runs on 4 hits. An early call to the pen for the Clearwater Threshers, and we'll be back with a new pitcher for Clearwater. We'll be back here at the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network. 5-0, Blue Jays already up big. We're back here with a new Clearwater pitcher already. Just 8 batters faced for Alex McFarland. He can only get 1 out. 5 runs have already come in for Dunedin. Now Braden Fosnot is going to step in and try and finish off this damage. That one gets back to the backstop. First pitch gets under the glove of Jordan Disson, and both runners will advance. Santiago moves to third, Duran over to second. Both in scoring position now for Angel Del Rosario. Fosnot, the lefty, 24 years old, on for the 21st time this year. 17th time in relief. Lefty kicks, fires. In the air, right side, that's hooking towards the stands. That's going to get up and out of play. He'll even up the count, 1-1 now to Delro. Blue Jays trying to keep going, keep pushing runs across the plate here in this first inning. Angel Del Rosario playing in his 52nd game. That one he takes upstairs for a ball. 2-1 the count. Delro's been a hot hitter as well in this month of August, batting .419. 13 of 31 at the plate so far this month. He's got a chance to add a couple more runs onto the already big lead. Caught and a miss. Two and two. The count evens up. The infield's in for Clearwater. Runners on second and third. Top of the order waiting on deck. The 2-2. Caught and a miss. Down swinging on the changeup goes Delro for out number two. And that's going to bring up Braden Berry for the second time this inning. Berry reached on an infield single, came around and scored the opening run. Facing the second pitcher of this inning. Righty-lefty matchup. Fosnot kicks, fires. First pitch is up and out for a ball, 1-0. One ball, no strikes. Still two runners in scoring position, two down here in this top of the first inning. Fosnacht kicks, fires. That one is in there. Evens it up, 1-1. Now Fosnacht comes set again. The 1-1 pitch. That one low and inside. Breaking ball there by Fosnacht. Has it 2-1. Blue Jays, who had a massive inning back on Wednesday. Like I said, four runs scored in the top half of the first. They scored two in the top half of the first last night. Now five so far. Caught and a miss on that pitch outside. Two and two the count. First time we're seeing Fosnacht in this series, but we've seen him a few times so far this year. The 2-2. Foul tip stays in the mid of Disson, and Barry goes down swinging. But the Blue Jays explode for five runs in the top half of the first. We'll head to the bottom half here at BayCare Ballpark. Blue Jays up 5-0. You're listening to an on-the-road edition of the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network.
What up, Nelly? You ready to do another one, bro? Talk to him. Running over red lights. Pull up to the club just to get the head right. I do every night. You can call it limelight. I'ma call it my life. Shorty looking all right. TK jeans on, skin tight. She been shaking that tail light. Got me frozen in the road like a deer in the headlights. Ooh, backwoods wanna know if you can roll. That's a rock on a rock, ice cold. Got the coupe on a new town road. Shawty messing with a bro now. I'm a bro now. I'm the who, what, when, where they go now. Show sold out. From the front to the back, hip hop on the hold out. Got the game on the go route. I'm the black Tom Brady in this. I'm the go now. Shawty, I'm so wild. Heartlands out the SoCal. Better know now.
We're back here, bottom half of the first. Blue Jays already with a 5-0 lead. C.J. Van Eyck is going to start off this ballgame as your starting pitcher. The righty former second-round pick by the Blue Jays back in 2020 out of Florida State University. Making his fifth rehab start of the season for Dunedin. The righty out of the windup kicks, fires, first pitch to Omarion Boyd, taking upstairs for a ball 1-0. Omarion Boyd, Ricardo Rosario, and Felix Reyes, top three in the Threshers order, all due up. Van Eyck fires that one at the knees, 93-mile-an-hour fastball to even it up 1-1. Van Eyck has been excellent for Dunedin so far this year while trying to come back from injury. Takes that one off the plate. Makes it a 2-1 count. 1.46 ERA. In a Dunedin Blue Jays uniform as that one misses a little bit low, a 3-1 count. We saw him last week at Lakeland, pitched 2 1/3, gave up a run, but that was because of an inherited rudder coming in to score after he could only go through the order one time. Misses inside with that one, a leadoff walk for Omarion Boyd. That's going to bring up Ricardo Rosario. Let's meet the defense for your Blue Jays in the outfield left to right, Roque Salinas, Brayden Berry, and Jace Borofin. Along that infield, third to first, Tucker Thoman at third, Manuel Beltre at short, Angel Del Rosario at second base, and Glenn Santiago at first with Edouard Duran behind the dish. Leadoff man aboard via the walk. Now Ricardo Rosario stepping in. Tonight's center fielder for Clearwater, first pitch, that one in there for a called strike. Oh, and one to start it off. The 0-1 caught and a miss. Nasty breaking ball there by Van Eyck. And it's 0-2. Runner on first, Amarion Boyd, as time called at the plate by Ricardo Rosario. Burns through his timeout. Boyd, the stolen base threat for sure. Second in the Florida State League in that category. Move over to first, and back in time is Boyd. He's only behind Seth Stevenson of Lakeland, who we just saw steal quite a few bags in that series on the road. Righty kicks, fires, chopper foul left side, and the count stays 0-2. Rosario on the year batting 220. Five home runs, 30 RBIs for Clearwater. Playing in his 65th game of the year. Righty-righty matchup, Van Eyck. Kicks, fires. That one, a line shot into right field. Base hit. Borfin with the pickup gets it in to Manuel Beltre. Walk and a base hit have the first two runners aboard for Clearwater. That'll bring up Felix Reyes. Another righty-righty matchup. Only three lefties in this lineup for Clearwater this evening, but that's more than the Blue Jays have. Dineen's got two lefties and a switch hitter. Very atypical lineup for the Blue Jays. That one, a line shot, and it's picked by Beltre, and he loses it on the first attempt. Now throw to first is not in time. Lost it on the transition. Looked like he could have had two, and got a little ahead of himself. We'll see how they rule that. Very likely an E6. So the first three threshers all reach base, trying to answer back after the Blue Jays put up five in the first inning. And they actually rule that a base hit. I don't know if I agree with that at all. Beltre had that in his glove, had a double play dead to rights, but lost it on the transition. That's definitely going to be one that's looked at by the league later on. Ground ball left side, picked by Toman. Steps on the bag at third, throw across is in time. They got him. Raylan Heredia, 5-3 double play. A run comes in to score, but now two down and a way out of this one for C.J. Van Eyck. Great play by Tucker Toman on that 5-3 double play. Five to one ball game now. Heredia brings in the run on the double play, but doesn't get credited with the RBI. First pitch to William Bergoya is in there for a called strike. 0-1. Now runner on second. And two down in the inning. Felix Reyes over there in scoring position. Van Eyck out of the stretch. A move towards second. Now late throw. That one hit Felix Reyes. And they're going to call a balk. C.J. Van Eyck does not agree. He's going to go and talk to Isabella Robb. It was a very late balk called. And he's going over what his motion was. But to no avail, Reyes is still going to be there at third. Runner 90 feet away, but two down. They switch out the baseballs. Righty-lefty matchup. Bergoya stepping in for the first time, batting 281 on the year. No home runs, 14 RBIs. That one misses off the plate outside, 1-1. Van Eyck comes set. The 1-1, line shot left side, foul. Bounces around out in the concourse. And it's a 1-2 count to Bergoglio. One ball, two strikes. Van Eyck kicks, fires. Chopper foul, left side. Straight down and towards the Clearwater dugout. Staying alive is Bergoglio. The 1-2, that one in the dirt. Back foot breaking ball. Couldn't generate the swing. It evens it up 2-2. Bergoglio with an RBI opportunity, trying to cut even more into the deficit. Clearwater's already gotten one back. Still down 5-1. Van Eyck kicks, deals. That one upstairs, and it's full. Three balls, two strikes, two gone, a runner 90 feet away. Van Eyck, his 18th pitch of the inning. That one up and out for ball four. That'll keep the inning going and now brings up the sixth batter for Clearwater, Bryson Ware, the second baseman. Runners on the corners, two down. Van Eyck looking in. First pitch, that one in there for a strike. 0-1 to start off Bryson Ware. The run will be charged earned to C.J. Van Eyck. At least for now. Definitely don't agree with that ruling of an infield single on the play. That one in there. Nice breaking ball top of the zone. Now an 0-2 count to Ware. Doesn't really matter how hard the ball is hit. There's no language in the rule book and the official scorer's guide that dictates how hard a ball is hit, affecting whether it's a hit or not. That one, a foul tip into the mask of Edouard Duran. He pops right up, but Tyler Green's going to walk the ball out to Van Eyck. It's still an 0-2 count. The thing for me with that air/infield hit, as Beltre had it in his glove, and he lost it on the transition. If it pops off his glove, he can't corral it. That's one thing. That's definitely an infield hit with how hard of a ball it was for him to have to make the play. But once he made the play, he then made the error after the play. That one, a line shot over to Beltre. Speak of the devil, he makes the grab, and that will end the inning. Clearwater scores one, leaves two runners on. We'll head to the top of the second here at BayCare Ballpark. Blue Jays up 5-1.
I got my peaches out in Georgia, oh yeah. I get my weed from California, that's that. I took my chick up to the north, yeah. Better. I get my light right from the source, yeah. Yeah, that's it. And I see you, oh. The way I breathe you in. Hey. It's the texture of your skin. I wanna wrap my arms around you, baby, never let you go. Oh. And I see you, there's nothing like your touch. It's the way. Georgia, oh yeah. I get my weed from California, that's that. I took my chick up to the north, yeah. Better. I get my light right from the source, yeah. Yeah, that's it.
You ain't sure yet, but I'm for ya. All I could want, all I could wish for. Nights alone that we miss more. The days we save as souvenirs. There's no time, I wanna make more time. And give you my whole life. My girl, I'm in my Yorker. Hate to leave her, call it torture. Remember when I couldn't hold her? Left her baggage for a mover.
I got my peaches out in Georgia, oh yeah. I get my weed from California, that's that. I took my chick up to the north, yeah.
We're back here in the top of the second. Chris Valentine with you for the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network. Now Tucker Thoman stepping in for the second time tonight. He'll bat from the right side this time against the lefty Braden Fosnot. Fosnot got the final two outs of the inning. Back-to-back Ks of Angel Del Rosario and Braden Berry to finally stop the bleeding after Alex McFarland got lit up by the Blue Jays. First pitch taken inside for a ball. 1-0 to start off, Tucker. Struck out swinging. He was the only out that McFarland was able to record. Lefty kicks, fires. That one, a tie chopper. Left side, Reyes backing up. Fields it, throw across is not in time. Late call by Isabella Robb. And now Marty Malloy is going to come out and talk to her like he did last night. How late she was determining that call. I thought she was waiting to see and make sure that Chad Castillo still had it in his glove after the scoop. But Thoman is ruled safe on an infield single. It was pretty close, but I thought they got him. Obviously, no replay in this level of baseball. Boy out there still talking with the umpire on the bases. Isabella Robb ejected him from last night's ball game, arguing a hit-by-pitch slash foul ball at the plate. But he walks away from this one still in his uniform, not heading to the showers just yet. Now Jace Borfin for the lefty-lefty matchup. First pitch by Fosnot. Ground ball hard over towards second. Bryson Ware flips it over to second for one, first for two. As they say, as the kids say, ball don't lie. I think that's baseball gods making up for that missed call by Isabella Robb. So not too upset about the double play. Probably the result it should have been all along. First pitch by Fosnot to Roque Salinas. Misses for a ball, 1-0. Salinas with a single back in the first inning. Takes that one for a strike, now 1-1. Came around and scored the third run of the first inning for Dunedin. Lefty kicks, fires, looking to lay down a bunt. Pops it left side, but it's foul. Lands harmlessly. Where it's picked up by Felix Reyes. One and two, the count to Roque. And he just gets a piece of that one. Wow. Somehow got the bat out far enough to get the end of it. On that way out there slider. He stays alive. Count stays 1-2. Out of the windup, lefty kicks, fires again. Chopper, right side. That'll be picked up by Ware. Lets it bounce a couple times. Gets it over to first in time for the out, and that will end the inning. No runs on one, in air quotes, hit for the Blue Jays. Nobody left the board. We'll head to the bottom half of the second here at BayCare Ballpark. Blue Jays up 5-1.
Are you ready to turn your love for driving into a paycheck every Friday? Academy Bus is hiring professional drivers at $18 an hour with a $1,000 sign-on bonus. Visit the careers page at academybus.com to apply now. Academy Bus, from Boston to Miami, we know the way. Academy Bus, the official bus service of your Dunedin Blue Jays.
Told you that I never would. I told you I'd change, even when I knew I never could. Know that I can't find nobody else as good as you. I need you to stay. Need you to stay. Hey. I get drunk, wake up, I'm wasted still. I realize the time that I wasted. Yeah. I feel like you can't feel the way I feel. Oh,
you can't be right, yeah.
I do the same thing I told you that I never would.
I told you I'd change,
even when I knew I never could.
Know that I can't
find nobody else as good as you.
I need you to stay, need you to stay, yeah.
I do the same thing I told you that I never would.
I told you I'd change,
even when I knew I never could.
Know that I can't
find nobody else as good as you.
I need you to stay, need you to stay, yeah.
When I'm away from you, I miss your touch.
We're back here in the bottom of the second. CJ Van Eyck back out for a second inning worth of work and a defensive change already for Dunedin. Glenn Santiago, who got hit by that pitch by Alex McFarland, has been removed from the game. Now Brennan Orff in to play first base. First pitch in there for a called strike. Oh, and one to start off Jordan Disson, the catcher for Clearwater. Righty-righty matchup. Van Eyck giving up the one run. In my opinion, should be unearned as that one's looped into right center field. A base hit, leadoff single for Jordan Disson. Back-to-back innings with the leadoff man aboard for Clearwater. Now Jordan Vyer stepping in for the first time. Back-to-back Jordan's coming up. But as I was saying, that one run that came in my opinion, should be an unearned run. That one, bunt attempt by Vyers, couldn't connect on it. It's strike 0-1. Runner on first and nobody out. Van Eyck out of the stretch, kicks Vyers. That one just a little outside. Evens up the count. 1-1 to Vyers. Ground ball, that gets underneath the glove of Brennan Orff and into right field. Moving from first to third is going to be Disson, and now into second base goes Vyers. Ends up being a double for the second batter of the inning. Now runners on second and third, nobody out. Got underneath the glove of Brennan Orff. I think popped off his foot as well. Hard hit ball, 101.6 off the bat. Now, Clearwater threatening again, trying to cut the deficit even more. Van Eyck kicks Vyers, first pitch is upstairs for a ball. 1-0 to Chad Castillo, stepping in for the first time tonight. Top of the order on deck in Amarion Boyd. Van Eyck kicks, fires the 1-0. That one is a little off the plate, and Van Eyck's asking for a challenge himself, and that stays a ball. First challenge of the game is by the Blue Jays, and it's unsuccessful. Now two remaining. That one inside, a 3-0 count now to Castillo. Van Eyck comes set. The 3-0 pitch. And that one's in there for a called strike. Top of the zone says Tyler Green. Castillo thought he drew ball four, but he'll step back in. The righty kicks, fires, 3-1. Into left field. Back goes Roque towards the wall, towards the track. He turns. It's gone. An opposite field three-run shot for Chad Castillo brings Clearwater back to within one. What a first couple innings this has already been. Five to four now the lead for Dunedin. And that'll bring up the top of the order. Amarion Boyd, still nobody out here in this second inning. Chad Castillo with his ninth homer of the season, driving in RBIs 29, 30, and 31. Now the righty kicks, fires, chopper up the middle, over the glove of Van Eyck, but backed up by Delero. Throw to first in time for the 4-3 putout. Blue Jays do have a righty. It looked like starting to warm. I thought it was Grayson Thurman, but it looks like he might have sat down. Clearwater's got a righty thrown as well. Van Eyck kicks, fires. That one up in the air towards right center. Braden Berry in the right center field gap will call off Jace Borfin. He makes the grab for out number two. Now Felix Reyes stepping in for the second time, was given an infield single on that play by Beltre. Again, definitely don't think that was a single. First pitch, he fouls off the front foot, 0-1. The exit velo on that Castillo homer, just 95.6. As that one's a hard ground ball left side foul just to the left of the third base bag, and it's 0-2. But the wind's blowing straight out to left. It definitely helped it keep going. Now an 0-2 count to Reyes. Now Van Eyck looking into Duran, out of the windup, the righty, kicks, fires. Ground ball, left side, backhanded by Toman. Long throw across, is in time to get Reyes. 5-3 on the putout, another nice play by Tucker Toman in the hot corner. We'll head to the top of the third. Clearwater, four unanswered runs to bring it back to within one. You're listening to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network. We're back here in the top of the third. Already 9 runs scored between the two clubs. 5-4 Blue Jays lead. Bryce Arnold's going to lead things off. Braden Fosnot back out after going in order in the second inning despite that infield single. That one lifted high up towards shallow right. Second baseman Bryson Ware's out there, but he's called off by the right fielder Raylan Heredia, who makes the grab for out number one. One pitch, one out, one up, one down. Arnold is retired. That'll bring up Manuel Beltre. Brennan Orff is going to be up next after taking over defensively for Glenn Santiago in the second inning. He'll take his first at-bat in this inning. Out of the windup, the lefty kicks, fires. First pitch to Beltre. He's taken low and inside for a ball. 1-0. Beltre drew a walk back in the first inning. He was the last of the 5 runs to come in to score. Fasnacht kicks, fires, cut and a miss. Now 1-1. The 1-1 pitch, ground ball foul towards the back of the Clearwater dugout. 1-2 now the count to Beltre. Beltre, who called time, now digging back in. Blue Jays, who jumped out to a 5-0 lead in the first inning, now only up by a run. That one in there for called strike three. Off speed on the outside corner, Beltre goes down looking. Third strikeout for Braden Fasnacht. That'll bring up Brennan Orr for the first time. Lefty kicks, fires, first pitch off the plate outside, breaking ball. Misses 1-0. Brennan Orff now playing his 17th game as a Dunedin Blue Jay. Takes that one low as well. 2-0 the count. Batting .250 on the year so far. No home runs, but 5 RBIs, 3 doubles, and a triple. He's been productive as well as 17 walks in just 16 total games played. He takes that one at the bottom part of the zone. Now 2-1. That one barely caught the knees. Out of the windup, Fasnacht kicks, fires. Checking his swing, but he went around. Now 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, bases empty, and two down. Fasnacht looking for a clean inning here in this third. That one low, good take, and Fasnacht thought that was going to be strike three. They asked for a challenge, and it stays a ball. So both teams have now lost the challenge. Each with two remaining. Full count, two down. Fasnacht looking in. Out of the windup. Payoff pitch. That one fouled back up and out of play. And the payoff again. That one low. Ball four. Walk number 18 drawn by Brennan Orff. Now almost a 1-1 ratio on walks to strikeouts. 18-19. Keeps this inning going. And that'll bring up Edouard Durand. Durand, a 2 RBI single in his last at bat. He was the final hitter that Alex McFarland faced in that first inning. Lefty out of the stretch. Kicks, fires, first pitch. That one inside for a ball. 1-0 to start off Durand. RBIs 12-13 he recorded his last time up. Move over to first and back in standing up was Brennan Orff. Durand, just 19 years of age, out of Venezuela. He was acquired by the Blue Jays as a player to be named later in last year's deadline. Ground ball over to third, picked up by Reyes over to second in time for the force, and that will end the inning. No runs, no hits, one man left the board. We'll head to the bottom of the third here at BayCare Ballpark. Blue Jays still up by a run, 5-4.
Way down yonder on the Well, we fogged up the windows in my old Chevy. I was willing, but she wasn't ready. So I settled for a burger and a grape snow cone. I dropped her off early, but I didn't go home. Down by the river on a Friday night, a pyramid of cans in the pale moonlight. Talking about cars and dreaming about women. Never had a plan, just to live in for the minute. Yeah, went down yonder on the Chattahoochee. Never knew how much a muddy water meant to me. But I learned how to swim and I learned who I was. A lot about living and a little about love.
We're back here in the bottom of the third. Raylan Heredia is going to lead things off. CJ Van Eyck out for his third inning worth of work. Out of the windup, the righty kicks, fires first pitch way upstairs for a ball, 1-0 to start it off. Heredia grounded into a 5-3 double play on a beautiful play turned by Tucker Tolman. That one he lines towards left center. Out there's Barry. That's going to fall and get into the gap all the way to the wall. Extra bases for Heredia. He's going to stop at second with a leadoff double. Raylan Heredia immediately puts the potential tying run in scoring position here to start off this bottom half of the third. Playing in just his third game, that's his first double here at the single-A level. Now a righty-lefty matchup. Van Eyck out of the stretch. Kicks, fires, first pitch to William Bergoya. That one gets off the glove of Edouard Duran. That's going to be a pass ball. And it moves Heredia 90 feet closer, now at third. Infield comes in for Dunedin. Now a chance to tie up the ballgame. A very good opportunity for the Threshers. Van Eyck kicks, fires. That one up and outside for a ball. Now a 2-0 count. And for some reason, that was ruled a wild pitch by Van Eyck. Not agreeing with anything the official scorer has been doing. That one flying towards deep center field. Out there's Barry. He's going to make the grab, and that's going to advance Heredia in to score and tie up the ballgame. So Clearwater now scoring five unanswered runs to tie up the game after the Blue Jays got up 5-0 in the top half of the first. Again, we'll see if that affects the earned run total by Van Eyck, because that one's bunted foul up in the air left side. 0-1 to start off Bryson Ware. The official scorer here has made some calls that I don't agree with that pass ball. Runner should still be at second base. Don't know if you can assume he makes it to third on that fly ball. So at the worst, there should be a runner on third and one away. Righty kicks, fires. Ground ball foul. Now an 0-2 count to Ware. Now the 0-2 pitch. That one low. That one misses, and Duran's going to ask for a challenge. And that is in there for a called strike. So the first successful challenge, that fastball that just clipped the zone. Tyler Green throws that fist in the air, and that's two down. A successful challenge by Edouard Duran. Now Jordan Disson, first pitch to him, fouled off right side. 0-1 to start it off. That one was all the way in the zone. It just showed up on game day. That was an egregious miss by Tyler Green. I see why Duran was so confident with it. Caught in a miss there. Now 0-2. No balls, two strikes, two gone. Van Eyck out of the windup. Kicks, fires the 0-2 pitch. That one in there, called strike three. Down looking on that breaking ball top of the zone. And Van Eyck gets out of the third inning. But we're tied up now, 5-5 here at BayCare Ballpark. A wild first third of the ballgame. We'll be back for the top of the fourth here in Clearwater. You're listening to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
I'm on an island. Even when you're close, can't take the silence.
We're back here, top of the fourth. Angel Del Rosario is going to lead things off for Dunedin. Braden Fosnot back out again for the fourth inning. Out of the windup, the lefty kicks, fires, first pitch. That one low and inside for a ball. 1-0 to start off Delro. That one falls into the dirt. Now a 2-0 count to start off Del Rosario. He struck out swinging. He was the first batter that Fosnot faced in relief of Alex McFarlane. He's gotten through now nine hitters in order. That one a chopper left side picked up by Reyes. Throw across in time. And that's going to be out number one. Now Braden Berry. Top of the order coming up for the third time already. 1-for-2 with an infield single back in the first inning. Out of the windup, Fosnot kicks, fires, first pitch. That one upstairs. 1-0 to start off Barry. Fosnot, who's done really well so far tonight. Clearwater needs length from him after McFarlane got knocked out in the first inning. That one in there, check swing by Berry, but a called strike by Tyler Green. It's a 1-1 count. Fosnot out of the windup, the lefty kicks, deals. Ground ball, left side, picked up by Reyes again. Throw across in time to get Berry hustling down the line, and that's two up, two down. Now Tucker Thoman stepping in for the third time. 1-for-2 with a strikeout and an infield hit on a really close play ruled by Isabella Robb, safe. Lefty kicks, fires. First pitch to Toman, batting from the right side. That one in the dirt. 1-0 to start him off. Base is empty. Two down here in the fourth. That one above the zone. Now a 2-0 count to Toman. I don't see anybody warming up in the pen for the Blue Jays, so it looks like Van Eyck might come back out for a fourth inning. That one in there. Now 2-1 the count to Toman. Lefty kicks, fires. That one low. Just missing below the knees. Now a 3-1 count to Tucker. Jace Borfin waiting on deck. 3-1 The 3-1 pitch. Now in a tapper foul. That runs the count full. 3-2 now to Toman. Three balls, two strikes. Fosnot, the payoff pitch. Caught and a miss. Down swinging goes Toman for the second time tonight. 3-3 three down in the inning for Fosnot. We'll head to the bottom half of the fourth here at BayCare Ballpark. You're listening to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network. We're tied 5-5.
Number all night. I'm always on your team. I got your back, alright. Taking those losses if it treats you right. I wanna put you into the spotlight. If the world would only know what you've been holding back. Heart attacks every night. Oh, you know it's not right. I will follow you way down, wherever you may go. I follow you way down to your deepest low. Enough love. She live a life hand in a tight glove. I wish that I could fix it. I could fix it for you. But instead I'll be right here coming through.
We're back here in the bottom of the fourth. New pitcher for the Blue Jays is the left-hander number 9, Connor O'Halloran. Making his professional debut, first pitch, a tapper to the right of the mound. He picks it up and underhand toss to first. He gets some action on the very first pitch of his pro career. A tapper right back to him for the 1-3 putout. That does it for C.J. Van Eyck. Blue Jays starter going 3 innings pitched, giving up 6 hits, 5 runs. All are earned, but 2 of those earned runs I don't necessarily agree with. 2 ucks, 2 Ks. Connor O'Halloran. Fifth-round pick by the Blue Jays out of the University of Michigan. First pitch to Chad Castillo's in there for a called strike. 0-1 to start it off. O'Halloran, born in Mississauga, Ontario. Another Canadian boy in this Blue Jays roster. That one cut out and missed. Now 0-2. He was the Big Ten Pitcher of the Year back in his last year of college ball. All Big Ten first team. He also got some academic honors for an All Big Ten selection. Now the 0-2 pitch, cut and a miss on a nasty breaking ball. Got behind Duran. He's going to have to be quick. Throw to first is in time to get Chad Castillo. Chad Castillo trying to hustle down the line. And it stayed close enough to Duran to where he can make that play at first. So how about that? First strikeout of O'Halloran's professional career. They toss that ball into the dugout. That's going to get marked with some athletic tape and a Sharpie by Corey Reardon, who's doing that right now. First pitch to Omarion Boyd, fouled off right side, up and out of play. 0-1 to start off Boyd. Reached on a walk the first time up, came around and scored the first run for Clearwater. Grounded out to second his last time. Lefty kicks, fires that one in there. Boyd down 0-2. O'Halloran just 20 years old. Chopper, left side of the infield, picked up by Beltre at short. Throw across, quick and in time for the out. 1-2-3 in his first professional inning for Connor O'Halloran. We'll head to the top half of the fifth here at BayCare Ballpark in a 5-5 ball game.
Tracks shooting BBs at old beer cans, choking on the smoke from a lucky strike somebody lifted off of his old man. We were football flunkies, southern rock junkies, cranking up the stereos, singing loud and proud to "Give Me Three Steps, Simple Man" and Curtis Low. We were good, you know. Got some discount knowledge at the junior college where we majored in beer and girls. It was all real funny till we ran out of money and they threw us out into the world. Yeah, the kids that thought they'd run this town ain't a running much of anything. Just loving and laughing and busting our asses, and we call it all living the dream. But these are my people, this is where I come from. We're giving this life everything we've got and then some. It ain't always pretty, but it's real. It's the way we were made, wouldn't have it any other way. These are my people. Well, we take it all week on the chin with a grin till we make it to a Friday night. And it's church league softball, holler about a bad call, preacher breaking up a fight. Then later on at the Green Light Tavern, well, everybody's gathering his friends, and the beers are pouring till Monday morning.
We're back here in the top of the fifth. Tie ball game 5-5. Jace Borofin's going to lead things off for Dunedin. 3-4-5 hitters due up. Borofin, Salinas, and Arnold. Braden Fosnot back out for another inning. Already 3 2/3 in relief of Alex McFarland. The lefty kicks, fires, first pitch is in there for a called strike. 0-1 to start off Borofin. Walking a ground into a double play on the night for Borofin. 0-1 with a run scored. Takes that one upstairs, evens it up 1-1. Fosnot's been fantastic for Clearwater tonight. Out of the pen in long relief. Trying to save his buddies in the bullpen as much as possible. That one way up into the air, right side of the infield. It's going to be called off by Bryson Ware. Right on the infield grass, he'll make the grab, and that's one up, one down. That'll bring up Roque Salinas for another lefty-lefty matchup. Nobody warming up in the Blue Jays' pen. So it looks like Connor O'Halloran will come back out for another inning. Lefty kicks, fires out of the windup. First pitch, that one popped up. Back and out of play, 0-1 to start off Salinas. Roque 1-for-2 on the day with a run scored. Grounded out to second his last time up. Lefty kicks, fires that one off the plate outside. 2-1. Rather, 1-1 the count. Not a lot of velo for Braden Fostant, but everything's got movement. Everything's been working for him so far tonight. The 1-1 pitch, that one at the knees called a strike. Now 1-2, the counts are okay. Time called at the plate by Salinas. He'll take an extra few seconds now. Taps the bat on the front of the foot and digs back in. And the 1-2. That one sent high towards right, going back towards the wall is Heredia, towards the track. That's going to be over their head. Bounces off the wall, picked up on the track by Heredia, gets it back to the infield, but a one-out double for Roque Salinas, his second hit of the night. Roque got great barrel action on that one, 97 off the bat. Putting himself in scoring position now, one out for Bryce Arnold. Double number 11 on the season for Roque, and the Blue Jays have a chance to take back their once large lead. Just the second hit given up by Fostant in relief of McFarland. Now lefty-righty matchup, first pitch to Arnold. That one cut at and missed, 0-1. Bryce Arnold, 1-for-2 on the day. Two RBI double in the first inning. That brought in the first two runs of the night for Dunedin. He also came around and scored the fourth run of that first inning. That one hammered towards left. Going back is Boyd. He turns. That's gone! A two-run shot for Bryce Arnold. His first professional home run. And he gives the Blue Jays their lead again. 7-5, Bryce Arnold, the non-drafted free agent out of Campbell University, hits his first professional bomb and puts the Blue Jays back on top here in the fifth. Up by two again now. Manuel Beltre is going to step back in. That was a bullet, 103 off the bat by Bryce Arnold. First pitch, that one misses off the plate outside. 1-0 to start off Beltre. Four RBI day already for Bryce Arnold. He's brought in over half the runs the Blue Jays have scored tonight. That one missed as well. Now a 2-0 count to Beltre. Fostant out of the windup. Kicks, fires, that one missed as well. 3-0 the count. Now asking for a challenge are the Threshers, and that was in their first strike. So a successful challenge for Clearwater. That one in there. Two and two. Count evens right back up. Fostant kicks, fires. Caught and a miss. Down swinging goes Beltre. Fifth strikeout on the night for Fostant, and that's two down in the inning. That'll bring up Brennan Orff, who walked on a full count his only time up. Came in as a defensive replacement for Glenn Santiago in the second inning. Lefty-lefty matchup. Blue Jays up by two here in the fifth. First pitch, that one in there for a called strike. 0-1 to start off Orff. The 0-1, that one misses. Evens up the count now, 1-1. Base is empty, two down. Edouard Duran waiting on deck if we can get to him. Fostant starts to wind up. The 1-1 pitch. That one low. Now 2-1 count to Orff. Very patient at the plate. He's not afraid to see a deep count. The 2-1. That one low as well. Now a 3-1 count. Three balls, a strike. Foss not back on the rubber. Lefty kicks, fires again. Checking his swing, it was in there. Now 3-2, another full count to Brennan Orff. The seventh spot in the order has seen a full count each and every time they've been up. Santiago was hit by a pitch on a full count. Now Orff back-to-back full counts. And he takes that one low. So the seventh spot in the order is 0-0, reaching all three times. A hit by pitch and two walks. Now Orff aboard for a walk for the second straight time. And he's now even on walks and strikeouts in his pro career. That's going to draw Matt Hockenberry out of the dugout for the Threshers. Just the second mound visit of the day for Clearwater. Runner on first and two down. It's going to be Edouard Duran. Now Tyler Green out, headed to the mound to try and break up the meeting. And Matt Hockenberry is going to turn away right before he gets there and head back to his dugout. Runner on first, two down for Duran. Blue Jays up by two thanks to the two-run shot by Bryce Arnold, putting Dunedin back on top. Blue Jays trying to even up the series with a win tonight. Give themselves still a chance to potentially win the series over the next couple days. First pitch to Edouard Duran, missing outside for a ball 1-0. Duran, a 2-RBI single, back in the first inning. Lefty comes set, the 1-0. That one way upstairs. Now a 2-0 count to Edouard Duran. Deadline day acquisition back in 2022. The same deal that sent Jordan Groshans to the Miami Marlins. And in return, the Blue Jays got Adam Simber and Anthony Bass. That one in there for a strike. Now 2-1. Player to be named later in that transaction. Officially became a Blue Jay on August 31st of 2022. So almost a full year in the org. 2-1 pitch. That one low and inside. Now 3-1 the count. Duran spent 2 years in the DSL for the Marlins organization. 21 and 22. Spent 17 games in the Complex League so far this year with the Blue Jays. Now move over to first, and back in standing up is Brennan Orff. Through 15 games, now 16 here today. Duran with a .283 average, a home run, and 13 RBIs. He's also got an over .350 OBP. 3-1, fouled back to the screen, now 3-2. Orff was taken off with that pitch. He's headed back to the bag. Now he'll get a head start anyway. 3-2, two down. Fosnot comes set. And a move over to first. He still had one in the bag. Making sure Brennan Orff's not leaving early. But he will take off. Fosnot now back into his stance. Comes set. Payoff pitch. That one upstairs for ball four. Back-to-back walks with two outs. Now Angel Del Rosario is going to step in. That's going to get Marty Malloy out of the dugout again for Clearwater. Threshers look like they're going to make another pitching change mid-inning. And there it is. There's the signal. So that'll end the day for Braden Fosnot. We'll take a break here at the Dineen Blue Jays Radio Network. We'll return with a new Clearwater pitcher and talk about him when we get back. You're listening to the Dineen Blue Jays Radio Network live here on the road in Clearwater. Blue Jays up by 2-7-5. We're back here in the top of the fifth. New pitcher for the Threshers is going to be the right-hander number 43, Josh Bortka. On for the 16th time, rather, this year. 1-0 record with a 4.29 ERA through 21 complete innings worth of work. Righty-righty matchup. First pitch to Angel Del Rosario in there for a called strike. 0-1 to start off Delro. Braden Fosnot got through 4 1/3 in relief of Alex McFarland, who could only get a single out before being taken out of the ballgame. Now Bortka on the 0-1. Caught and a miss on that breaking ball. 0-2 the count. 4 1/3, 3 hits, 3 walks, 5 Ks. So far 2 runs allowed, but Fosnot's on the hook for the 2 runners on. An 0-2 count to Delro. Bortka kicks, fires. That one in there for called strike 3. Down looking on 3 pitches goes Delro. Nice at bat to the first batter he faced by Josh Bortka. And we're on to the bottom half of the fifth. Halfway through this ballgame, the Blue Jays retake the lead on the 2-run shot by Bryce Arnold. Connor O'Halloran coming back out for his second inning worth of work when we get back. You're listening to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network.
Lay back and smell.
We're back here in the bottom half of the fifth. Blue Jays up by two out of the windup. Connor O'Halloran first pitch. The bunt attempt by Ricardo Rosario is lifted up and out of play. 0-1 to start him off. Blue Jays back on top after the two-run shot by Bryce Arnold, his first professional home run. 7-5 here halfway through the game. O'Halloran out of the windup, kicks, fires. That one just missed below the zone. Out of the windup, the lefty, the 1-1 pitch. That one missed as well. Really close again. Duran double clutch that throw back over to O'Halloran on the mound. Looked like he might want a challenge, but opted not to. That one cut at and missed. Now 2-2 the count. Two balls, two strikes. Rosario calls time. O'Halloran out of the windup. The 2-2 pitch to Rosario. That one fouled off right side up and out of play. Now the 2-2 again. That one misses off the plate outside. Well outside. Both of those ones that were low, just barely below the zone. Good calls by Tyler Green. Now out of the windup, O'Halloran, the 3-2 pitch. That one up and out. Leadoff walk, first base runner ever given up by Connor O'Halloran. That'll put a runner on. Nobody out for Felix Reyes. There goes the runner, first pitch. Throw down to second by Duran. It's not going to be in time. Rosario in with a stolen base. Gets himself in scoring position right after getting aboard. Stolen base number 27 on the season for Ricardo Rosario. It was an inside corner strike called on that pitch. 0-1 to Reyes, but now on second base is Rosario. O'Halloran out of the stretch for the first time in his career. Lefty comes set. Move over to second base. Now a lollipop throw that Delro had to leap up over Rosario, who dove back into the bag to keep that from getting into center field. 0-1 the count. Reyes, an infield single back in the first inning, followed by a grounder to third. Ground ball left side, picked up by Beltre, over to third with it, and they don't have him. The throw was high by Beltre. It was the right play to make, but he couldn't execute it properly. Got the glove of Toman up in the air, and Rosario was able to slide underneath and get into third before the tag. So now runners on the corners. It's a fielder's choice for Felix Reyes. Lefty-righty matchup again. First pitch by O'Halloran, and that one misses off the plate. 1-0 to start it off. Raylan Heredia, who's 1-for-2 with a double and a run scored. Fouls that one back up and over the netting, and it's 1-1. A ball and a strike. O'Halloran leaning in. Now he comes set. Kicks, fires. That one up and out. Two balls, one strike, the pitch. Caught and a miss. 2 and 2 now the count. O'Halloran, and a strikeout would be massive here. Would set up an avenue for an inning-ending double play if he can get it. Now the 2-2. Fouled back, up over the netting. Off the press wall and caught by a fan on the ricochet. Nice play by that guy. Now 2-2. Lefty comes set, looking over towards first base. The 2-2 again. Ground ball, left side, picked up by Beltre. Over to second for Juan. First is not in time. Able to beat that out. Flying down the line was Raylan Heredia. Reaches on the fielder's choice and gets the RBI for his troubles. So the first run to ever come in against Connor O'Halloran. Now one on, one away for William Bergoya. Lefty-lefty matchup. Move over to first, and back in time was Heredia. Looking to lay down a bunt, he pulls back, takes it for a ball low and inside. 1-0 to start off Bergoya. Officially 0-0 on the day, a walk and a sacrifice fly. He plated the then tying run back in the third. To make it a 5-5 ball game. Move back over to first, and back in time again is Heredia. O'Halloran comes set. Kicks, fires the 1-0. Ground ball, left side again. Picked up by Belcher, over to second for Juan. First is in time to get him. Inning-ending 6-4-3 double play. They got it that time. One run comes in, makes it a one-run ball game, 7-6 through five. We'll head to the top of the sixth here at BayCare Ballpark. Blue Jays still up by a run.
Put your loving hand out, baby. 'Cause I'm begging. Anytime I feel, you got me, no. Anytime I see, you let me know. But the plan and see, just let me go. I'm on my knees when I'm begging, 'cause I don't wanna lose you. Hey, yeah. Ra-da-da-da. 'Cause I'm begging, begging you. Put your love in the hand out, baby. I'm begging, begging you. And put your love in the hand out, darling. I need you to understand. Try so hard to be your man, the kind of man you want in the end. Only then can I begin to live again. An empty shell I used to be, the shadow all my life was hanging over me. A broken man that I don't know.
We're back here in the top of the sixth. Brayden Berry's going to lead things off, top of the order due up. Berry, Toman, and Borifin. Josh Borica back out after getting the final out in that fifth inning. That one lifted high towards left center field. Back is Boyd. Back is Rosario. They turn. That's going to land on the warning track. Extra bases for Berry. He'll stop at second. A leadoff double on the first pitch of the inning. Brayden Berry with the extra base hit. His second double of the year. Puts himself in scoring position. The Blue Jays trying to get that run back in. Re-up their two-run lead. Now Tucker Toman, who will bat from the left side against the righty. Majorca kicks fires. First pitch to Toman. That one's in there for a called strike. 0-1 to start him off. 1-for-3 on the day. An infield single back in the second inning. 2 Ks otherwise. Borka kicks fires. That one inside for a ball. Now 1-1. Borka paying very close attention over to second base. Watching Braden Berry like a hawk. Now he comes set. Kicks fires, the 1-1. Caught in a miss. Big hack of that one by Toman. It's 1-2. Righty warming up in the Blue Jays' pen. Believe it's Michael Brewer, but I'm not 100% sure yet. And I see the number on his back. It is Michael Brewer. Caught in a miss on the changeup, and down swinging goes Toman. 2 Ks for Josh Borka. That's going to bring up Jace Borifin. Righty-lefty matchup. Borifin stepping in for the fourth time. 0-2. Walk and a run scored so far. Borka kicks fires. First pitch. Caught and a miss on the high fastball. 0-1. Borifin, who's homered 5 times through 5 full games played at the single-A level. Taking the Florida State League by storm so far. Righty kicks fires. That one in there for a strike as well. Now 0-2. No balls, 2 strikes. The righty sets. And the 0-2. That one in there. Called strike 3. Borifin watched it go by. Now 3 Ks through 3 outs for Josh Borka. That'll bring up Roque Salinas. Roque doubled in the last inning. Came around and scored on the Bryce Arnold 2-run shot. Righty-lefty matchup. Borka comes set. Still looking over towards second. Berry's still over there in scoring position. First pitch. That one in the dirt, kept in front by Disson. 1-0 to start it off. Jays up by a run here, top of the sixth inning. Now the 1-0. Hammered left side, base hit into left center field. They're waving around Berry. Roque's going to round headed towards second. Now he stops and goes back. An RBI single for Roque Salinas, and the Blue Jays get back their 2-run lead. It's 8-6. First RBI of the day for Roque on his 3rd hit. Now Bryce Arnold stepping in with a runner on first and 2 down. Righty-righty matchup. Arnold. He's 2-for-3 on the day with 4 RBIs, a double and a homer. Righty kicks fires first pitch, outside way off the plate. Disson had to reach far out to keep that from getting to the backstop and keep Roque on first base. 1-0 to start off Arnold. Blue Jays with 9 hits already in this ballgame. Borka comes set. Move over to first and back in time. It almost got away from Chad Castillo. A high pickoff throw by Josh Borka. Bailed out by his first baseman. That's his first disengagement. The 1-0. That one in there. Evens up the count 1-1. There goes Roque. That one in there for a strike. No, called a ball and throw down to seconds in time. Roque caught stealing. That'll end the inning. But the Blue Jays get a run back. Extend the lead back out to 2-8-6 on the RBI single by Roque Salinas. We'll head to the bottom of the sixth inning here at BayCare Ballpark. Blue Jays up 8-6.
I'll be like, geez, sunset on the beach. Make me wanna pull up on Miami with the heat. I don't know about you, but I know about me. Summertime in Florida, catch me sliding on the key, yeah. Oh, something's happening inside of me. Excellence, yeah, it's gotta be. Hot and cold, it's dichotomy. Rock with me, we some prodigies. La-di-da-di, we party. They hear us down in the lobby. We try to tell them to join us, and if they don't, they'll be sorry. No time to be out of hating. It's history in the making. I'm loving on all the options, despite everything that they're saying. My mama proud as she ought to be. Elton John keep on calling me. But even if he didn't, she still think we hit the lottery. Don't need diamonds to be cold. I'm so shiny, I'm like gold. Sunset on the beach, make me wanna pull up on Miami with the heat. I don't know about you, but I know about me. Summertime in Florida, catch me sliding on the key.
Yeah, I'm sliding. My looks could kill, they violent. Look at me, look at me. I'm the captain and pilot. I'm on an island, private. Don't ask me what the vibe is. I can't define it. Can't even put that stuff down and write it. Is this heaven? Didn't even die to get here, yeah. Looking for the top, it's so clear, yeah. Everything I need is right here, yeah. Everything I need, don't need diamonds, yeah. To be cold. I'm so shiny, I'm like gold. You just gotta let it show.
We're back here in the bottom of the sixth inning. New pitcher for the Blue Jays is the right-hander number 39, 24-year-old Michael Brewer. Brewer on for the 13th time this year for Dunedin. First pitch taken upstairs for a ball, 1-0 to start it off. Bryson Ware leading things off in this half inning for Clearwater. Out of the windup, the righty kicks, fires again. That one, top of the zone, called a strike, evens it up 1-1. 1-4 record on the season for Brewer, 7.31 ERA through 28 and a third. He's been in a bit of a rough stretch over the last couple weeks, but he gets a cut and a miss there, now 1-2. And a blow-up outing against Lakeland, where he took the loss on a walk-off win. He's actually taken the loss in the last three outings he's had. 9.35 ERA in the month of August, but started off his Blue Jays career pretty good. He's looking to get back on track. Cut and a miss. Good way to start it. Down swinging goes Ware. One up, one down. First K for Brewer. That'll bring up Jordan Disson. Final line for Connor O'Halloran in his professional debut. Two innings pitched, no hits, but one run on a walk, a stolen base, misplay on a fielder's choice, and then a ground out. He also recorded his first professional K. Disson, half-hearted swing attempt at that one, 0-1. Blue Jays up by 2, 8-6 here in this sixth inning. That one in there as well, 0-2 the count. Most of Michael Brewer's struggles have come in the second or third innings he's come out for. He's been almost unhittable in his first inning of work throughout the season. But it's that second or third inning when he's a little bit fatigued where he's ran into trouble, and it makes sense for a bullpen arm. 2-2 the count now, that one misses. But he's shown a lot of good stuff, a really electric fastball and a really nice slider. That one in there, called strike three. Fastball right of the knees. Down looking goes Disson. Back-to-back K's to start off the day for Michael Brewer. Jordan Fire stepping in for the third time tonight. 1-for-2 with a double and a run scored. First pitch, that one missed. Inside for a ball, 1-0. That one, a ground ball over towards second base. Picked up by Delro. Gets it over to first in time for the out. And that'll end the inning. A 1-2-3 clean inning. 2 Ks for Michael Brewer. We'll head on to the 7th, 2/3 of the way through this ballgame here at BayCare Ballpark. Blue Jays up 8-6. We're back here in the top of the 7th. Bryce Arnold's going to lead things off. He was at the plate when Roque Salinas was caught stealing to end the 6th inning. Josh Borca back out again. Righty kicks, fires, first pitch. That one a line shot up the middle. Base hit for Bryce Arnold. His third hit of the night. Now just a triple away from the cycle. Doubled in the first, homered in the 5th. Now a single here in the 7th inning. Righty-righty matchup now for Manuel Beltre. He's 0-for-2, 2 Ks, a walk and a run scored. Righty kicks, fires, first pitch. That one a line shot towards center, but that's going to hold up long enough for Ricardo Rosario. One on, one away now for Brennan Orff. Lefty-righty matchup. Two pitches, two results for Josh Borca. Blue Jays being aggressive in this inning so far. Righty kicks, fires, first pitch to Brennan Orff. He takes that one in there for a strike. 1-0 to start him off. Yet to record a official at-bat so far, Brennan Orff. 0-for-0 with two walks. In fact, the position that he's batting in is 0-for-0 with a hit by pitch and two walks. Righty, move over to first, and Arnold's back in time. First disengagement for Josh Borca. Arnold able to dive back in, head first safely. Borca comes set. There goes Arnold. That one's in there for a strike. Throw down to second is... it's not in time. Arnold able to get in safely. Close play, but Isabella Robb ruling that Arnold was able to reach that left hand into the bag. Stolen base for Bryce Arnold. His third of the year. Puts himself in scoring position here with one out in this 7th inning. It's an 0-2 count to Orff. Righty kicks, fires. Tap or foul. Count stays 0-2. Gets into the Blue Jays dugout and is grabbed off the hop by Tucker Tillman. Still an 0-2 count. Bortka comes set, looking over towards second. Kicks, fires. That one in there, called strike three. Brendan Orr thinking about asking for a challenge, but takes the result. He thought it was high, but he goes down looking. Fourth strikeout for Josh Bortka. Now two down in the inning. Edouard Duran, potentially the last chance for the Blue Jays to get a run in this inning. It's a good thing Orff didn't challenge that. That one did, in fact, catch the top of the zone. First pitch, trying to hold his swing. Did he go around? He did, says Isabella Robb. That breaking ball in the dirt. 0-1 to start him off. Blue Jays up by two. 8-6 here in this seventh inning, trying to extend upon their lead. Bortka kicks, fires. That one hit Edouard Duran. No, they're ruling it a foul ball. Again, they're doing this. That one hit Edouard Duran up on the hands. He's in a lot of pain, it looks, on that left hand. Donnie pointed towards Tyler Green and said, I'll deal with you in a second. He's checking on his hitter first. Now Donnie pointing at his catcher's left hand saying, are you kidding me? How does this happen again? Donnie's really irate at Tyler Green. This happened last night, and it's happened a couple times now. Three times we've seen this crew. Hit him right on the hand. Didn't sound like it hit any bat. Tyler Green ruling it a foul ball. Now the two going back and forth. Donnie's still going at it. This is going to end with a discussion between the two umpires, I have to assume. Now Brandon Hammerstrom taking a long look at that left hand of Edouard Duran. Donnie's still going right at Tyler Green. He hasn't been thrown from the game yet. Marty Malloy got thrown from last night's game for this exact same reason. We saw it back at home against Fort Myers in that Sunday game where Dylan Noisy got hit by a pitch. On the hand, they ruled it a foul ball and it was upheld. That same thing happened last night. Donnie's still going at him and he still hasn't been tossed. Now he's going back for more right in the face of Tyler Green. He hasn't gotten the heave-ho yet from the home plate umpire. But they're still going back and forth. Tyler Green with his hands on his hips. Donnie Murphy somehow still in this ball game. They haven't asked for an appeal yet. Brandon Hammerstrom is still looking at that left hand. And now it looks like Tyler Green's looking for his partner to try and bail him out. And they're not even going to discuss, it looks. Edouard Duran, it looks like he's going to stay in this ball game. Hammer's still making sure that Duran can hold the bat. Now Donnie's coming back out. He's going to end up making a decision whether Duran can stay in this ball game or not. Jackson Hornung, who I believe has to be in the bullpen right now, is likely getting ready in case Duran cannot continue. The only other catcher active on the roster, Nick Deschamp and Victor Messia, both on the IL, and Duran's going to stay in this game. I'm surprised they didn't even ask Isabella Robb for any help on this. And I'm very surprised that Donnie's still in this ball game after how back and forth that argument was. Now Duran will dig back in. It's going to be an 0-2 count to him. This has been a wild showing of umpiring decisions. That one in there called strike three. Tyler Green rings him up. Didn't think there was a chance that Duran was swinging that bat. George Carroll with some parting words for Tyler Green, and he's still in the ballgame as well. So we'll head to the bottom half of the seventh. It's stretch time here in Clearwater. I think both of these teams are fed up with this crew through four games. We've seen some outrageous decisions. You're listening to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network. We'll be back for the bottom half of the seventh.
Hi, guys. It's Mark with South Bay Medical Clinic. Are you struggling with erectile dysfunction and sick of the pills? Well, we have a major medical advancement that has helped thousands of men. Our wave technology is backed by 60 clinical studies, including from Cambridge University. It's been shown to increase blood flow by repairing blood vessels. No pills and no side effects. If you're ready to put a stop to your ED, call us now. And not only will the assessment and blood flow ultrasound be free, but we'll also include something unique that produces powerful results in the bedroom. You're going to love that one, guys. Trust me. This unprecedented offer is worth $600, but it's free to those who call in the next 2 minutes. Call 813-565-1000. That's 813-565-1000. Guys, put a stop to your erectile dysfunction and get your life back. Call South Bay Medical Clinic now to qualify. 813-565-1000.
Staring up the road and pray to God I see headlights. I made it down the coast in 17.
We're back here, bottom of the seventh. Edward Duran still in this ball game. He's still fiddling with that left hand. I saw him putting his gear back on. He caught that last warm-up pitch by Michael Brewer. But he's definitely in pain. Somehow ruled that he did not get hit by that pitch. Now, the righty kicks fires first pitch, that one in there. Duran looks like he's really dealing with it now. Chad Castillo, the leadoff man in this inning. That one up and inside. 2-0 now the count. 9-1-2 due up in this half inning. Castillo, Boyd, and Rosario. Michael Brewer back out. The righty kicks fires, the 2-0. That one skips. Now a 3-0 count. Blue Jays still up 2-0. The leadoff double by Bryce Arnold. He stayed there at second base the entire way. That one in there to get a strike on the board. Now 3-1. 1-2-3 inning with two Ks for Brewer the first time out. That one fouled off left side. Now a full count after starting him off 3-0. Time called at the plate by Castillo. Righty-lefty matchup to start the inning off. Brewer kicks, fires. That one missed. Duran's asking for a challenge. And that stays the ball. So the Blue Jays lose their second challenge. And now have one to work with throughout the rest of the game. Clearwater still with two. Blue Jays now one for three on challenges. Clearwater one for two. Leadoff walk. Righty kicks, fires. First pitch off the plate outside. 1-0 to start off of Marion Boyd. Brewer comes set, kicks, fires. That one upstairs, now a 2-0 count. Potential tying run at the plate right now. Runner on first, nobody out here, bottom seven. Brewer kicks, fires. That one in there. Slider gets it onto the top of the zone. 2-1 the count. That one missed in a challenge asked for, and it's overturned for a strike. So the Blue Jays, who use that third challenge, they keep it. And it's a 2-2 count to Boyd. Righty kicks, fires. That one missed. And a balk was called by Michael Brewer. Apparently he did not set. Two balls, two strikes. Runner in scoring position with nobody out. The pitch, caught and a miss. Down swinging goes Boyd. Third strikeout of the night for Michael Brewer. That brings up Ricardo Rosario. Brewer comes set. Kicks, fires, first pitch, caught at and missed. A nasty off-speed there by Michael Brewer. 0-1 to start him off. Again, another egregious ball called there by Tyler Green. That pitch was all the way in the zone. The one the Blue Jays challenged to make it a 2-2 count. That one fouled back to the screen. Now 0-2 the count to Rosario. I hate to pile on to umpire decisions and umpire performance, but this has been a wild series when it comes to that. Michael Brewer comes set, looks towards second, kicks, fires the 0-2, cut and a miss. Down swinging to that pitch low. Rosario down. 4 Ks now for Michael Brewer. Looks right back in his groove. Now 2 down with Felix Reyes stepping in. Four strikeouts through an inning and 2/3 so far for Michael Brewer. Nobody warming up in the Clearwater pen unless I missed it. Josh Bordka should come back out. Brewer kicks, fires, first pitch, caught in a miss. 0-1 to start off Reyes. Brewer, the 0-1. That one in the dirt, kept in front by Duran. Now a 1-1 count to Reyes. Felix Reyes, an infield single back in the first inning. 0-2 since. Ground out and a fielder's choice. A ball and a strike. Brewer kicks, fires. That one ripped towards left. That's the base hit. They're going to wave around the runner. He's going to score. An RBI single for Felix Reyes. A wide turn, but he stops at first base. Settles for the single and puts another run on the board. Now makes it a one-run ball game. That brings up Raylan Heredia. Makes it a one-run ball game again. First pitch, that one way upstairs. 1-0 to start off Heredia. One for three on the day with a double, a run scored, and an RBI on a ground out. Brewer kicks, fires. That one missed. Maybe a little bit low. 2-0 the count to Heredia. Potential tying run is aboard. The 2-0. Caught in a... Tried to stop, but he did go around. 2-1 the count to Heredia. There goes the runner early and no play. Reyes took off way early, but Brewer never noticed. Reyes into second with a stolen bag, and that pitch was low. It's 3-1. Three balls, a strike, tying run in scoring position. Brewer comes set. And the pitch. Ground ball, left side foul, 3-2. And another ball called by Tyler Green that was in the zone. That second pitch that was ruled low by the home plate umpire was actually at the knees. Three balls, two strikes. Brewer, the payoff pitch. In the air, right side, that's going to get up and out of play over the Blue Jays' dugout. Heredia stays alive. Brewer trying to get out of this game, rather out of this inning, with the Blue Jays still in the lead. Up by a run here in the bottom half of the seventh. Righty kicks, fires, payoff again, fouled off again into the screen. Stays alive, and he'll see another. Brewer comes set. Turns, kicks, fires. Cut and a miss. Big strikeout for Brewer with the tying run on second base. Three Ks in the inning. He does allow the run, but he gets out of the inning with the Blue Jays still on top. We'll head to the top of the eighth here at BayCare Ballpark. Blue Jays up 8-7.
Sat in the room with platinum and gold eyes, dancing, catch your eye, you be mesmerized, oh. Find the corner there, your hands in my hair, finally we're here, so why? Then you got a flight, need an early night, no. Don't go yet.
We're back here in the top of the eighth. Josh Borka back out again. First pitch to Angel Del Rosario. That one ruled a ball and challenged for a strike. It's 0-1. A successful challenge by the Threshers. They still have two remaining. That one missing. Now 1-1. Righty kicks, fires, the 1-1. Tapper right side in the left-handed batter's box. It was picked up quickly by Disson. He tried to apply the tag to Dallaro, but quickly called dead by Tyler Green. So it's a 1-2 count. Michael Brewer giving up a run in the bottom half of the last inning, but getting out of the jam with a runner at scoring position, the potential tying run in scoring position. The 1-2 to Dallaro, that one behind him. 94-mile-an-hour fastball behind Del Rosario. 2-2 count to him. Braden Berry on deck. Tucker Toman in the hole. 9-1-2 due up in this half inning. Borka kicks, fires. That one cut at. Chopper left side. That's going to be a fair ball. Throw across, and it's wide. Now Delro is going to stay there at first base. It took a favorable bounce for the Threshers. They're going to try to apply the tag. And ruled safe by Isabella Robb. He never made an attempt to second. I thought that was a foul ball. And it's going to be, let's see, they rule it a hit or an error. With this official score, you have no clue. And they rule it an infield single. Leadoff man aboard, now Braden Berry. Up for the fifth time. Takes that first pitch off the plate. 4-1-0. Berry 2-for-4, an infield single, and a double. He's scored both times he's been aboard. There goes Delro. Throw down to second by distance, not going to come. Into second with a stolen base is Angel Del Rosario. Puts himself in scoring position. Delro with his 21st of the year. Extends his team lead over Jaden Rudd to 2. Borka kicks, fires. That one crossed him up. Now Disson can't find him. It's right at his feet. And Delro is going to make it to third. It crossed up Jordan Disson and hit the home plate umpire. Disson couldn't find it. Miscommunication by the pitcher and the catcher. They're going to talk over the signs. So moving from first to third on just two pitches of the Angel Del Rosario, it's going to draw the infield in for Clearwater. Some insurance on third base now. That pitch was right at the top of the zone, but called a ball. That's one that I can kind of understand if you're Tyler Green, as that ball's coming right at you. Fastball at 93, hit the umpire right smack dab in the chest. That one in there now, 3-1. And when the catcher gets crossed up, you're never going to get that call. They actually ruled that a pass ball on Jordan Disson. The 3-1. Foul ball off the end of the bat. Tapper over to the Blue Jays dugout. 3-2 the count. Three balls, two strikes, a few chances for the Blue Jays to get another run, reclaim their two-run lead. Borka kicks, fires. Caught and a miss on the high heater. Down swinging goes Berry for the second time tonight. Strikeout number 6 on the day for Josh Borka. That'll bring up Tucker Toman. Switch hitter. A bat from the left side against the righty. 1-for-4 on the day, an infield single and 3 Ks. Righty kicks, fires, first pitch. That one in there, top of the zone for a strike, 0-1. Blue Jays still with one challenge remaining. The 0-1. In the air towards right, going back is Heredia. That's going to be over his head. It's going to one hop onto the wall. Extra bases for Toman. He's going to stop at second with an RBI double. Tucker Toman with his 20th double of the year, 45th RBI. And the Blue Jays reclaim their two-run lead. It's 9-7 here in the eighth. Toman put a charge into that one. Bounced about 10 feet in front of the wall in right center field. Now a mound visit as Matt Hockenberry comes out of the Clearwater dugout to go talk to Josh Borka. Tyler Green's going to head to the mound and try and break up the meeting and get the ball game back and going. It's going to be Jace Borifin for the righty-lefty matchup. Borifin without a hit so far tonight. 0 for 3 with a walk and a run scored. Runner on second, still in scoring position with only one away. Another chance for the Blue Jays to try and add on to their lead. Jace Borifin, it might be his last chance at the plate. He started off his single-A career with a five-game hit streak. Righty kicks, fires, first pitch. In the air left side, up and out of play. 0-1 to start him off. Infield shaded over to the right side against the lefty Borifin. Borka comes set. Kicks, fires. Checking his swing, he went around. Now 0-2. No balls. Two strikes. One away, a runner at second. Borka looking over towards second base. Comes set. Kicks, fires, the 0-2. That one, a line shot. That's going to get into right field for a base hit. The hit streak continues. Toman rounds third. He's headed home. The throw is going to be cut off. Now throw to second. Nobody's covering first. Back over there is Borifin, and they get there in time. Borifin, an RBI single to keep the hit streak alive. It's now out to 6. He's got his 10th RBI as a Dunedin Blue Jay, and he extends the lead back out to 3. It's 10-7. Tough play for Chad Castillo, the first baseman, to have to deal with. It was a line shot that dipped right in front of him. Got underneath the glove, ruled as a hit. Now Roque Salinas stepping in, bases empty, two down. Chopper right side, foul, 0-1 to start him off. Okay, digs back in, an 0-1 count. And the pitch. That one popped up left side, up and out of play. 0-2 now the count to Roque. Roque, 3-for-4 on the day, 2 runs scored, an RBI, 2 singles and a double. Borka kicks, fires, line shot, left side. Going back is Boyd, but he's going to settle, make the grab for out number 3. But the Blue Jays tack another 2-1. They take a 3-run lead to the bottom half of the 8th inning. RBIs by Tucker Toman on the double and Jace Borifin on the single. We'll head to the bottom of the 8th here at BayCare Ballpark. Blue Jays up 10-7.
Baby, lay on back and relax. Kick your pretty feet up on my dash. No need to go nowhere fast. Let's enjoy right here where we at. Who knows where this road is supposed to lead? We got nothing but time. As long as you're right here next to me, everything's gonna be alright. If it's meant to be. Won't you ride with me, ride with me? See where this thing goes. If it's meant to be, it'll be, it'll be, baby, if it's meant to be.
I don't mean to be so uptight, but my heart's been hurt a couple times by a couple guys that didn't treat me right. I ain't gonna lie, I ain't gonna lie. Girl, I'm tired of the fake love. Show me what you're made of. Boy, make me believe.
don't you know you're beautiful? And it's easy to see.
If it's meant to be, it'll be, it'll be. Baby, just let it be. If it's meant to be, it'll be, it'll be. Baby, just let it be. So won't you ride with me, ride with me. See where this thing goes. If it's meant to be, it'll be.
We're back here in the bottom of the eighth. Michael Brewer back out for his third inning worth of work. William Bergoy is going to lead things off for Clearwater. 5-6-7 hitters due up. Bergoy aware and distant. First pitch, line shot right to Angel Del Rosario. L4, he takes care of it. One up, one down on one pitch. And they actually went back and changed that single by Jace Borff into a fielding error on Castillo. I've already said what I've needed to say about performances all the way around in this ballgame. That first pitch in there for a called strike 0-1. Castillo never got a glove on it. I don't understand how that's an error. Righty kicks fires in the air right side, up and out of play. So that will effectively end the hit streak for Borfin, unless for somehow he gets up again. Now 0-2, the count to Bryson Ware. They put up the Blue Jays' 13th hit right after that play, and then they went back and changed it. Righty kicks, fires, caught and a miss. Down on three pitches is Bryson Ware. There's been pass balls that have been wild pitches that have gone as pass balls. Hits that have been errors, errors that have been hits. Crazy umpiring decisions. What a game. Out of the windup, the righty kicks, fires. First pitch, that one misses inside for a ball, 1-0. Now Brewer kicks, fires the 1-0. That one in there. 1-1 the count. The 1-1 pitch in the air towards right center. Out there is Barry. He'll set up shop, and he'll make the grab for out number three. A 3-up, 3-down third inning of work for Michael Brewer. 1K, now 6 on the night. We'll head to the top of the ninth here at BayCare Ballpark. Blue Jays looking for some insurance. Up by 3. You're listening to the Dineen Blue Jays Radio Network on the road here in Clearwater.
Every time you come around, you know I can't say no. Every time the sun goes down, I let you take control. I can feel the paradise before my world implodes. And tonight had something wonderful. My bad habits lead to late nights and in alone conversations with a stranger I barely know. Swearing this will be the last, but it probably won't. I got nothing left to lose or use, or do my bad habits lead to white eyes staring at space? And I know I lose control of the things that I say. Yeah, I was looking for a way out, yeah, now I can't escape. Nothing happens after two. It's true, it's true. My bad habits lead to you. Ooh, my bad habits lead to you. Ooh, my bad habits lead to you. Every pure intention ends when the good times start.
We're back here in the top of the ninth. Bryce Arnold's going to lead things off. Danny Wilkinson, the new pitcher for the Threshers, in relief of Josh Bortka. Righty-lefty matchup. Arnold, a single, a double, and a homer so far on the night. First pitch, that one inside for a ball. 1-0 to start him off. If he puts one in the right center field gap, you're going to hear the loudest call of all time. That one fouled back to the screen, now 1-1. Final line for Josh Bortka. 3 1/3 innings of work. 5 hits, 3 runs, 2 were earned, though all 3 should have been earned. No walks and 6 Ks. Lefty kicks, fires the 1-1. That one off the plate outside. Now a 2-1 count to Arnold. 5, 6, 7 hitters due up in this half inning for Dunedin. Arnold, Beltre, and Orff. Up by 3, trying to add a couple insurance runs. That one upstairs. Now a 3-1. No, a late strike call. Oh, my gosh. Tyler Green waited about as long as humanly possible to make that call. Let's see where it lines up on game day. The 2-2. That one in there for a strike. Down looking goes Arnold. I can't wait to see where that was. Oh, my goodness. That pitch was 6 to 8 inches above the zone. Are you kidding me? That was a ball by a mile. Oh, my gosh. That fourth pitch of the at-bat, the one that made it 2-2, was a ball by no less than 6 inches. First pitch to Beltre in there for a strike, 0-1. That is ridiculous. The lefty kicks, fires. That one tapped off the end of the bat over towards the Blue Jays dugout. And it's 0-2. I have never seen something like that. And that, the pitch that rung him up was 3 inches inside as well. Oh, my gosh. The 0-2, checking his swing. He didn't go around, and Tyler Green says he did. So Beltre is down swinging. I can't say anything more. Honestly, everything that I've said, in my opinion, completely true. And I've said all I've needed to say. Two up, two down. Both via Ks. Now the lefty kicks, fires. First pitch. Nope, not going to call that one a strike. That was lower than the one to Arnold. Okay, 1-0 to Brennan Orff. I mean, I'll take it. That one off the plate outside. Now a 2-0 count. Wilkinson on for the 30th time this year. 6-0 record, 4.41 ERA, 49 innings of work. Kicks, fires that one at the knees for a strike. 2-1 now the count. That one grounded foul right side. And it's a 2-2 count. Wilkinson trying to keep it a 3-run ball game. Give his team a chance. Lefty kicks, fires. That one upstairs. Three balls, two strikes. Orff with another full count, 30 seen of the day. That one he sends high towards right center field. Not overly deep. Heredia is going to let his center fielder Rosario take it, and he does. Makes the grab, 3 up, 3 down. 2 Ks in the inning for Danny Wilkinson. We're on to the bottom half of the ninth here at BayCare Ballpark. Not sure if it's going to be Michael Brewer or someone else coming in for the inning. But we'll be back. Blue Jays up by 3. It is Michael Brewer on first, 4th inning of work. You're listening to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network live here at BayCare Ballpark. We'll be back, bottom half of the ninth coming up.
nights and I'm able to want you. E-Way's been faking me out. Can't make you happier now. Sometimes all I think about is you. Late nights and I'm able to want you. E-Way's been faking me out. Can't make you happier now.
Usually I put something on TV so we never think. Reflections clearly in Hollywood, laying on the screen.
You just need a better life than this. You need something I can never give. Fake water all across the road. It's gone, now the night is come. But sometimes all I think about is you.
We're back here in the bottom of the ninth. Michael Brewer out for his fourth inning worth of work. He entered this game in the bottom of the seventh inning, rather bottom of the sixth inning, trying to get through four. There's an argument to be made that he could be in line for the win if the result holds. That'll be up to the official score. First pitch misses for a ball, 1-0. Jordan Vyers leading things off. He'll be followed by Chad Castillo and back up to the top with Amarion Boyd. Big hack of that one, now 1-1. Brewer, who ran into the slightest bit of trouble back in the seventh inning after a leadoff walk, has really looked good tonight. That one misses, now 2-1. 44 pitches through three innings, though. Pitch count getting up there. That one inside, now a 3-1 count to Vyers. Righty out of the windup. 3-1 pitch. That one up and in for ball four. Nobody warming up in the Blue Jays' pen. They're going to ride it out with Michael Brewer. Brewer hasn't gone more than three innings at all this season. This would be his longest outing once he records an out. Runner on first. Nobody out. Chad Castillo now. That one tapped foul. Someone was leaning their head right towards the screen, and it was right next to him. The screen obviously has some give. Very lucky that ball wasn't 6 inches to the right. 0-1 to start off Castillo. Brewer kicks, fires. In the air left side, up and out of play, 0-2. Looking around the Florida State League tonight. If my screen will ever load, there's one game that went final. It was game one of the doubleheader between St. Lucie and Jupiter. St. Lucie took that game 2-1, staving off a comeback in that seventh inning by Jupiter. Brewer comes set. The 0-2. Caught and a miss. Down swinging on the high heater. 92 on the gun. That's one away. Seventh strikeout of the night for Michael Brewer. It's officially his longest outing as a pro. In game two of that doubleheader, Jupiter's now up 7-1. Looking over in the ballpark of the Palm Beaches, the Palm Beach Cardinals hold an 8-6 lead over Fort Myers. That one misses for a ball. 1-0 to start off Amarion Boyd. Lakeland with a 9-0 lead over Bradenton at Lecom Park. And then Tampa with a 9-3 lead over Daytona. That one in there, inside corner, now 1-1. So all 10 teams are still playing. The 1-1 in the air right side, up and out of play. 1-2 the count. 2 hours and 40 minutes into this ball game. I'm actually kind of surprised that no other game has gone final. We might be the first one. The 1-2. Ground ball, right side. This could do it. Delro doesn't apply the tag. No, did he? He did, and over at first in time. Wow, what a double play by Angel Del Rosario to end it. He tagged out Jordan Vyers between first and second, got the throw to first in time to get Boyd, and that will do it here in Clearwater. We'll wait to see what the official scoring decisions are when it comes to wins, losses, and saves. at minimum, Michael Brewer with a four-inning save. But we'll look at the final lines. Your Blue Jays win this ballgame by a score of 10-7. Dineen scored 10 runs on 12 hits. They committed 0 errors. The Thrashers, 7 runs on 7 hits. They committed 1 error. The win, in fact, will go to Connor O'Halloran. The first of his professional career, he gets the win in his debut. The loss will end up going to Braden Fosnot. And the save goes to Michael Brewer, a 12-out save, 4 innings of work for Michael Brewer. Very likely his best performance of the year. He was fantastic in the last half of this ballgame. Game five tomorrow night, is scheduled for 6:30 p.m. with coverage beginning here at the Dineen Blue Jays Radio Network at about 6:15. We appreciate you tuning in tonight and, as always, here at the Dineen Blue Jays Radio Network. Thanks for tuning in all series long, all season long. Can't wait to have you back tomorrow night for Game 5. Saturday night in Clearwater, the last night game of the year here at BayCare Ballpark for us. And we can't wait to have you back again. Blue Jays win 10-7. We'll see you tomorrow night.
Season touchdown throws, and good old Johnny, he's the life of every party. It's like cheers, they know him everywhere he goes. I've got some famous friends you probably never heard of, but back in Rutherford County, our crowd is safe.
city we're in. But when I go back home, I've got some famous friends. Yeah, I do. My buddy Jason, he's a sheriff. He'll flash his lights, but let me go. My boy Randy, he's a preacher. My girl Megan, she's been teacher of the year. I swear for 5 years in a row. I've got some famous friends you probably never heard of. But back in Hamilton County, our crowd is second to none. You might not know I'm here in this big city we're in. But when I go back home, I got some famous friends. Yeah, I do. Places on these small town roads. Cause round here it's all about the people that you know. And I've got some famous friends you probably never heard of. But back in Davidson County, our crowd is second to none. You might not know I'm here in this big city we're in. But when I go back home, I got some famous friends. Yeah, I do.
You can call me if you need someone. I'll pick up the pieces if you come undone. Painting stars up on your ceiling, cause you wish that you could find some feeling. Yeah, yeah. You know you could call me if you need someone. I need you to hold. Take my